message, right?
Ma'am. What are you doing today?
In the dark here in Tiara, but we were missionaries in Africa, so we feel right at home. Everything's backed up to a deep cycle marine battery, so I'm on, but power outage, like probably you too, I guess, huh? My name is Fred in Traveler's Rest.
Not sure if the last one got out. I said, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, doing very well. Name is Fred in Traveler's Rest, and being used my UPS over here, having a hard time. Because the power's out here in TR, so everything's battery backed up and the UPS is beeping. So Fred here in Traveler's Rest, doing well. Enjoying a nice dark morning.
Hey, again, that was on my end. Somehow I bumped the radio and then turned the volume down. Over.
Now, so I'm in Traveler's Rest. Our power's out right now. But I'm back. I have everything off of a deep cycle marine battery, so I'm on. But we don't have any power, and I'm not sure when it'll be back on. We have trees down in the yard and everywhere.
Pretty bad. I heard there's some people without power down in Easley as well. I'm leaving the Greenville Home Depot. I was actually looking to see if I had any if they had any cables. I got an old inverter that a buddy of mine gave me, and I was thinking about plugging it into a car battery that I have sitting around. But we still have power. At least that's what my wife said about 20 minutes ago.
Good deal. Well, yeah, I've got a deep cycle marine battery that powers a 1,000-watt inverter. Keeps the lamps on in two rooms here, and all my ham radio equipment. So, yeah, deep cycle marine battery inverter, great backup. That's what's beeping over here behind me. W4FC, and we'll be safe, and I'll probably find some limbs down on your way.
All right, thank you. KO4WTF, clear.
W4FCM, dark TR here.
RHYC, electric down in Landrum. We have a tree down in on 14.
W4FCM, KN4RJM.
FCM.
Hey, Fred, ain't talked to you in a while. I understand you a little low on power out there.
Yeah, a huge pine tree fell, but missed our house, missed our garage, fell parallel to the driveway. So it couldn't have been better. So we just got a pine tree, probably, I don't know, a good size one, root bulb up in the air, and just missed everything. So other than being dark, well, like I said, we missionaries in Swaziland, so power outage is pretty common over there. All right, W4FCM, you're good to hear you again, and hope you got power okay.
Flickered a couple times, so I'm going to have to go around and set all the clocks again, but and we've got a fairly good-sized limb that's held. Well, broke. It didn't completely come out of the tree out in the backyard back there, but other than that, we seem to be weathering it a couple times there. I thought it was going to blow the front of the house in, but and all the leaves are coming off the tree, so. But you take care out there, batten down the hatches, and this is supposed to be over in a few hours.
Yeah, it's a fast-moving one. Be out of here by 10, they say, so another 30 minutes, and we'll be done. Yeah, W4FCMTR, just go chill. No TV today, that's fine with me, though. Just enjoy my ham radio and battery backup here.
Well, if it gets any worse, holler.
RJN, KN4BWA.
4RJN, hey, Steve. Her lady said they lost power over in Landrum, and she got a big tree down.
Well, if you're going out, don't go in by you can still go in by Asheville Highway into Inman, but there's a tree blocking both sides of the Asheville Highway there at the bottom of the hill at the elementary school, and it's completely blocked off. You can divert and go around, but it's a mess there. And there's also one down over on Gallon Road. I think they're in the process of getting it up. And guess what? I no longer have a flagpole.
Whoops. Well, anyway, I hadn't planned on going anywhere anyway, so I'm going to stay here and ride it out.
You lost power?
It flickered a couple times, and I'm going to have to go around and set all the clocks again. But other than that, no, we're still cooking here.
All right, good deal. Yeah, my place sitting here on the top of this knoll here. I clocked out at about 58 on my nanometer, my wind gauge.
my wing gauge is looking outside, looking at the trees swaying, and one tree out by the road that's between me and my neighbor. It's just about denuded.
Well, I just got back from taking my wife to work, so I'm going to jump off here, and I'll talk to you later. You give me a holler if you need anything. KN4 VWA, clear after your final, bud.
Roger that. Well, we're just going to batten down the hatches and ride it out. They're supposed to be over here in a little while, so take care. Have a good one. 73s, KN4RJ, and clear.
KN4, Golf Sierra Charlie, mobile.
KN4RJN, what are you doing out in this stuff?
I'm trying to get to the house, but everywhere I go, road seems to be blocked by downed trees. There's a huge oak tree down across Locust Hill Road on Highway 290. I'm having to circumnavigate. Roger. I've got power lines down everywhere. There's I've seen a tractor trailer float over on its side. Car wrecks. It's a little crazy. Appreciate it. It looks like a lot of people gonna be without power. Probably have a lot of damage to roofs and stuff, but I appreciate you and yours. Stay dry and be careful if you have to get out there on the road. Kilo 4 Golf Sierra Charlie, I'll be clear and listening. Got passed by EMS and a fire truck there.
We're in your neighborhood.
ADC again, your last, please.
And for Dan, I say you got power in your neighborhood, or do you know?
That's gonna be a negative. Talked to my wife and my dad both, and all of some of TR and most of Marietta and Cleveland doesn't have any power.
Well, that's kind of unhandy, isn't it? We still got power here, at least where I'm at here in Inman. Heard somebody report they had lost power over towards Campobello Landrum area. But hopefully this will be out of here pretty soon.
Well, I'm happy for you that you got power. It don't take much to knock power out up there in Marietta and Cleveland area. All it takes is just a little bit of wind and the power goes out. But usually they're pretty good. They'll have it on within an hour or two. But, hell, I have gone as much as a week without it. During some of the ice storms and stuff. Kilo 4 Golf Sierra Charlie.
Roger, Dan. Roger that. Well, it flickered here a couple times, but it hadn't gone completely off, so I'm crossing my fingers on that one. It just flickered again here for a second. Like I say, you take care. Watch out for flying debris, down trees, down whatever, and get back safe.
Roger, I appreciate it. Like I said, y'all stay safe too. I'm going to clear off here so I can clear off so I can get to the house, but I will be here. K4GSC.
73's to you. Can 4RJN clear.
4RJM. This is KO4HYC.
Kilo 4 Golf Sierra Charlie.
4HYC monitoring.
Kilo 4 Golf Sierra Charlie. Kilo 4 Golf Sierra Charlie. K4GSC mobile on Echo Link.
Kilo 4 Golf Sierra Charlie, Whiskey 4 Oscar Oscar Charlie.
Go ahead there.
Listen, where are you?
Hey, can you say again there?
In distress, anywhere are you?
Negative. Dodge tree right there at the state park in Little Texas Road.
No, if you need it, I'll be clear. Just standing by, listening in. Whiskey 4 Oscar, Oscar Charlie on the side, standing by.
Hey, Roger. The road's completely blocked right there at state park in. I guess it's Henry Baptist right there, so looks like I'm gonna be waiting it out. I'll give you a holler if I need you for anything.
Catch me, I'll find you an alternate route.
Right, it looks like highway's diverting them through a parking lot here at that cabinet shop. So we'll see what happens.
I'll be monitoring.
Whiskey 4, Oscar, Oscar, Charlie. KK4, GPE,
mobile traveler's rest. Be monitoring.
Kilo 4, Golf Sierra Charlie, mobile and PR. GSC, last station, if you can avoid it, you don't have to, try to stay off State Park Road heading into Greenville. There's a big tree down, I guess a little past the Henry Baptist Church, and the Duke Power, state troopers, all that out there trying to clear that mess now.
KK4 GPE. Yeah, I appreciate that. We're actually going to be rolling back that way. There's also trees down on Duncan Road. Multiple trees down on Duncan Road and Traveler's Rest as well.
Yeah, Rod, appreciate that. Also, they got Tigerville Road, 253 blocked. State Park all the way out to Locust Hill. You can't pass through there. Kilo 4 Golf Sierra Charlie, last station, you were broken and unreadable.
Power out on the other end of the street. There's a big old tree across the road. Of course, they'll be arguing over whose responsibility it is, because we're inside the city limits here, but it's a state secondary road, so we'll be lucky to have that up anytime soon.
I don't seem to think they get too anxious here either, but thank God for Generac. We've never had one of those in our lives, and we do now, and oh boy, 7:41 the power went off, and 10 or 15 seconds later, she'd come right back on.
Generac, I've got one that's big enough to run a couple of items in the house. It's portable, full model. You have to pull it around. It's pretty big, but, you know, it'll keep us from freezing to death.
That's a good key. That's what we had for several years when we first moved down here, and I still got it. And I kind of have a receptacle in a carport and a huge portable cord with a 220 plug on it. It's got number 10 wire in it. And I would just shut off the main breaker and backfeed it, but I had to shut off the heat pump because we're total electric, and it would not run the heat pump. Given a preference, gas would be nicer, but we don't have that preference out here in the county.
We don't even have that preference here in this little old town either. They won't run it up here because they say there's not enough interest, quote unquote, interest in it.
That's probably the situation here, but it's an older community, but I don't know where you're located exactly, but it's very common for it to go out here, not unusual at all. I think the worst of it is moved on to the east of us now. We're on the tail of it. But sustained winds are supposed to stay up for another hour or two. This is the highest winds we've ever had in the last 10 years. My weather station, I think, recorded 31 or 33 miles an hour one time, and it went to 42, and boy, we failed it. But you know what? I lived in Kansas 62 and a half years, so I don't get too upset about it.
Hey, aren't you pretty used to the wind?
Over here. She just made me a piece of hummingbird cake and a cup of coffee. I better retract that statement.
Be careful how you talk now. Remember who the hand at Fiji is.
War department's over here making eggs and bacon right at the moment, so I better shut up. Besides that, she's my mother, Teresa, and she's very, very opposite of me, Keith, as you well know. She's the quiet one of the family, but I still call her my war department.
You ought to know by now, just from experience, it's a quiet one you got to watch, bro.
What? You kind of went off there.
I said you ought to know by now that it's the quiet ones you have to watch.
I slap her around once a week, whether she needs it or not, for the last 52 years, and seems to have worked out for us, if you believe that.
Well, it's just a matter of what I believe and what I don't, because you're still on the right side of the dirt, so, you know, I don't know how much credence to give to that. I think you're just boasting out loud in front of your friends.
Our daughter down here in Greer was five times world champion, they called it, of the National Women's Football League, and she was the fullback, and I'd probably be taking my teeth home in a doggy bag if I ever touched Mama.
I'm sure you would. I have faith in those predictions, and like I said, you know the score, you've been around long enough.
Boy, we got a yard full of leaves and small limbs. the back driveway back there. Oh, my gracious me, oh, my. But, you know, we just hung, I hope for the last time, a 265-foot Carolina Wyndham about a week ago. And Bernice says, I hope we never have to do that again. I should have asked for help. And there were guys here that would have come and helped me. I'm certain of that. But we don't like to ask unless we have to. And we can take our time because we're retired. Or not retired. Let's see. Retired. That's what it is. And, oh, my. So far, knock on wood, it's still up there. Now, I've been looking out the window on my hands and knees and praying that it stays that way.
Roger, I've got a pair of what they call October glory maple trees. I planted in my front yard about 20 years ago, and they're pretty doggone big, and they started shedding here really, really bad. And I got out and cut the leaves up with my lawnmower a couple of days ago. Of course, that only lasted until about the end of the day, so you know what it looks like now.
And you know, that maple tree we got out in the front yard, it's beautiful, and the colors are beautiful, but it goes up about 10 feet like a standard tree, you know, maybe 20 inches in diameter. No, I don't think it's even that big, more like 15. But then it branches out into a bunch of small limbs instead of big ones. And those little limbs fall at the least little bit of wind. It's a pretty tree, and I'd hate to take it out, but boy, it's a pain in the rear.
Two of them like that, and the same things go on with these two out here. It goes on with yours, and they're basically just about growing the same way with the those small limbs on that thing. Just they die and crack, and they stay all over the yard. I'm constantly having to clean up the front yard over that mess.
That gives us old-timers something to do, Keith.
You need somebody or something to find me something else to do.
Well, I have a super loop that goes north and south out in the backyard there. I call it the back 40. It's not that big. It's just a couple of acres. And then the Carolina Wyndham goes east and west for the most part. And the super loop's been up there a long time. But the Wyndham, I put it up with that copper-clad steel this time, and it's insulated. Got the wire from the wireman, and Info4IQ said that's the best way to go because it's the toughest. Before, I just used standard THHN from the hardware store, you know, down at Lowe's. And it lasted. It'd been up there 6 years or so. But hopefully this will stay up there. But, you know, Mother Nature is the only one that has control of this stuff.
Yeah, Roger, I've got four or five rows of THHN stuff here and there and stuck under and stuff back, and that's what I've used only. I've only got one long piece of a big antenna, receiving antenna. I made a long wire for just a receiving antenna. I've got strung out the back door now. It's probably, with all this mess, it's probably about 6 or 8 feet closer to the ground. And I'll probably wind up having to either try to pull that back up or roll it up, get rid of it.
Well, I just looked up, and there's a spider on the ceiling, and I'm going to have to get that sucker. I don't like spiders. I got bit by a brown recluse when I was younger, and he's just going to have to go. I have a fly shooter that I got at Cabela's, and boy, you'll reach out and touch him, I'll tell you. But when they're on the ceiling, they might just fall on you. Well, go over to Fox News and the local station, 21-1, and look at all those trees down. There's one down in Greenville that's gargantuan. In fact, I don't know how long Fox News will keep going, but they've been broadcasting these storm situations really good. But you have a good day, Keith, and it's nice talking to you. And take care, my friend. You sound a lot better, and I hope you're getting a lot better. W4OOC and 0OTR. 73, Keith.
Roger, thank you, Tom. I am doing a lot better. And I can't go look at Fox News right now because I have no power at the moment. So you go get your spider. Don't let it fall on you. Shoot him at an angle. And you and the Mrs. have a good day. Talk to you later. Whiskey for us, for Oscar Charlie.